So let's look first of all at the signal user distribution effects. So here's the first set of simulations I want to show you, which gives you some feel of the signal scenario. We've looked here at three different scenarios. These scenarios have a number of users. Typically it's 15 users that are being modelled. We're modelling it as a 5 multipath component fading channel. So it's 1 plus a half plus a quarter plus an eighth plus a sixteenth. Z to the minus 1 is my unit delay operation. It's differentially phase shift keyed modulation. And the code length, W, is 127. Now what we have is, we actually already, in these simulations, we assume that we know the locations of all the users, the 15 users, and for each user, all the multipaths. So it's 15 times 1, 2, times 4 multipaths. So there's 15 users, and there's 60 multipaths that are present in this system. Just let's assume, for the sake of argument, that we have all this knowledge already in the base station. And if we try to plot the curves of a bit error ratio for this, we can look at that for three different types of signal scenario. The first one is what we call the good user layout. Fortuitously, the desired signal is sitting at the centre of the beam pattern, and all the other 15 users with their associated multipaths are lying on the side lobes. That's the side lobes for an M equals 8 beam pattern. Now if you assume you have all the knowledge and you can build a perfect receiver, and I'd have to say that is ambitious, but it does give you a bound on what the performance would be, then for M equals 8, we would actually get the curve that goes down here. This is what we would do if we had M equals 4, because now the main lobe would be wider, and M equals 2 and M equals 1, and here is M equals 12 and M equals 16. So this shows you some of the benefits that we would get if we happen to have this good user layout by just applying bearing processing. But of course that was rather ambitious, so let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Here's the appalling user layout, because now everybody's in the main lobe. All the desired signal and all the other 14 users are all crammed, and their multipaths are all crammed into the main lobe for the M equals 8 case. So now we've got M equals 8 down here, and then here's 4 and 2 and 1, and then here's 12 and 16. But if we go to a more typical user layout, and now we've got signals spread over the main lobe and over the side lobes, because that's what I'm going to get. I'm going to have some mobiles close together, and I'm going to have some mobiles further out at different bearings. Then I get a response that looks like that, and here is the performance that I would get from that system. And that performance isn't that different from the very first graph I showed you, which was the good user layout. I've got small degradations from my good user layout, but they're not major. So this is showing you some of the benefit you have, and you can immediately run down here and you can work out how many elements we'd need to have on this system to get a given value of bit error rate. This would correspond to 10 to the minus 3, this is 10 to the minus 4, this is 10 to the minus 2. So in this scenario, we can come down and we can work out how many antenna elements we need. A lot of the thrust of the Edinburgh work is to try and ascertain what is the decibels you get for the amount of extra processing power you've got to put into your receiver. In other words, how many more decibels do you buy in the receiver for putting in so many MIPS of processing operation?